Mr. Chair, if you allow me, I wouldn't like to conclude that discussion yet. I think what we have is an important input also to this discussion that we will have after the coffee break and later today. I think what was really important from this discussion is that this group knows what the group of experts on road signs and signals is working on. And I think this group of experts recognizing that some important steps have been taken to suggest new signs that may facilitate the use of roads by cyclists, especially acknowledging that the numbers of cyclists are growing. Yet the discussions that we may have later on may show that and already some elements in the discussion we had possibly show that there might be other road signs that this very group may suggest further. On this, since this group is not a group that that has expertise in designing road signs, it can just provide examples for signs that are already used in various countries, whereas the group on signs and signal is the group with such expertise, as we could see from Mr. Hoffman's presentations with regard to the new design for the sign of a cycling street, which then possibly this group may also wish to discuss, then maybe it should be a practice such as that if there is a proposal for a sign for which examples across countries exist, that this group may actually want to make a recommendation to the group of experts on signs and signals to also discuss and, if agreed, makes a design for such a sign. Also in the context that Mr. Hoffman was referring to the important work that has been done on the already existing signs in the convention, and then everything was harmonized and an approach to specific approach to the design of those signs was taken up. So if a future sign is to find its way into the convention, actually should follow this approach that has been used for the conventional signs. So Mr. Hoffman was speaking about using symbols in a consistent way and so on and so forth. So I think that would be then important that any proposal, like we have seen, for example, for the cycling highway or, if there is a recommendation, as to give an example, that such a sign actually does make a lot of sense and should be introduced, that actually the examples are provided, but it's a group of experts on signs and signals that actually suggest what should be the proposed design of such a sign. And yes, this interesting discussion is to continue after the coffee break and after lunch. Thank you.